USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Georgia jury found Greg and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryant guilty in the killing of Ahmed Aubrey last year following 2 days of jury deliberations. The three men now face maximum sentences of life in prison without the possibility of parole. They were also indicted on separate federal hate crime charges, including attempted kidnapping and interference with rights. The Thanksgiving rush is on. Airports all over the country are seeing massive crowds and long wait times. This passenger telling Fox News,
"Everybody leaving today, so I thought I'd get here early."
The TSA estimating they'll screen 20 million passengers through Sunday. Travelers are being told to arrive 2 hours early for domestic flights and to pack their patients. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
For the first time in 3 weeks, gas prices are below $3.40 a gallon. AAA showing the national average for regular is down a half cent, just under that $3.40 a gallon mark. This after President Biden announced on Tuesday that 50 million gallons of oil would be released from reserves, to which Republican Senator from Pennsylvania Pat Toomey tells Fox News,
"This isn't going to work. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve, he releases some oil from that. The swing producer and OPEC can decide to just scale back what they produce to make sure that the prices stay high."
A top Southern California port official says docks are seeing significant progress with the supply chain backlog. Executive Director of the Port of Long Beach, Maria Codro, telling CNBC the twin ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles are still working around the clock to offload containers. Codro adding there's still around 61 ships waiting to offload off the California coast. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan now moves to the Senate after the House passed the nearly $2 trillion measure. Every Republican voting against the bill, calling it a waste of money that will worsen the current inflation crisis ravaging the country. Former President Donald Trump spoke about the bill on Fox News.
"We're spending money and just like throwing it out the window, and we're allowing other countries under what's going to be passed to totally surpass us. You know, we have this great asset. It's called energy, gold. It's liquid gold. It's under our land. China doesn't have that. Other countries don't have that, and they're trying to take that away from us."
Meanwhile, Democrats say the bill will ease inflation. Democrats cannot afford to lose a single vote when it goes to the evenly divided Senate chambers. The Biden administration will require all truck drivers who cross U.S. borders to be fully vaccinated starting on January 22nd. The American Trucking Association has warned that this mandate will have negative consequences. The group releasing a statement saying, "Our data shows that a vaccine mandate may very well further cripple the supply chain throughout the country by forcing up to 13% of our drivers to leave the industry entirely." President Biden is nominating Shalanda Young to run the Office of Management and Budget. Biden making the announcement on Wednesday. She's currently the acting director of the OMB. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.